You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A lot of folks forget that there's a great university right there in Hammond, Southeastern Louisiana University. I have a ton of friends that actually attended there, and all of which speak very highly of their experience there over the years. And I know it means a lot to the Hammond area and to the state of Louisiana, quite frankly. Recently, they've named a new head of that organization, a new president. His name is Dr. William S. Wainwright, and he joins us on day two of his tenure. Doc, welcome to the show and congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Doc, a lot of folks don't realize just how much that university means to that area of the state of Louisiana, and even broader than that area. If you could, for a moment, just give us a little bit of the demographic of the university to start off with.
Absolutely. You know, we are located in the heart of the North Shore in Hammond, Louisiana, and in 2025, we celebrate our centennial. As you led in, you began to talk about the amount of alumni and friends you know who've experienced Southeastern, and that has created a very rich opportunity for supporting entrepreneurs, CEOs of business and industry, and also really creating a great depth of cultural and economic growth here on the North Shore. So we have our main campus located here in Hammond, and of course we have a location at the Livingston Literacy Center, another location in Baton Rouge, serving our nursing and health sciences program, and then of course we have our research sites and locations scattered throughout Southeast Louisiana, one of them being our Turtle Cove project. So, you know, there's so much to offer here in our community. We do a lot of research and through our sponsored programs that benefits our community and our economy.
And you bring to this job an interesting background. Your most recent tenure was at North Shore Technical Community College. How does that work, and how do you view that, and what strengths from there will you be bringing to Southeastern?
I think it positions Southeastern for an incredible opportunity. And not only North Shore, but if you look at the community colleges located in the Southeast Louisiana region, one of the fundamental goals of their mission is transfer. And it's in one of the strengths I can bring certainly to Southeastern is working closely with my colleagues to identify those students who are transfer ready and ensure that not only are they transferring to what I consider one of the greatest universities here in Louisiana, but that when they make that transfer that they have a goal, they have a selected major, that it's very intentional to ensure their access, their speed to completion, and most importantly, you know, their success upon graduation. So transfer, I think, is one element. Also, through my work with GNO Inc., through our local economic development corporations, whether it's Tangipahoa or St. Tammany and Livingston, you know, serving as president of the Board of Commissioners of St. Tammany Corporation, I've got a close eye on economic development, serving our existing industries, but most importantly, you know, identifying new and emerging industries and talent. If you look at the role of higher education today, in many cases, we prepare students for jobs in many cases that do not exist yet because it's such a dynamic industry and environment, especially post-COVID. And so when you look at what we offer and how we offer it, I think that's another opportunity for Southeastern to meet our students where they are and help them achieve their personal goal attainment.
I actually love that experience set that you bring. One of the criticisms of higher ed is that we're kind of not as much worried as maybe we once were postgraduate work. You know, once we move out into the job field and we're looking for a job and we're working and connecting up what we're teaching in school as to what's going to actually happen out there in life, that there seems to be a disconnect. And a lot of kids leave with a degree that they may not be able to market very well.
Right. Our mission is our greatest strength. And when you hone in on the mission of Southeastern, it directly correlates to engagement, engagement within the institution and certainly engagement outside of the institution. When we're able to, you know, bring in opportunities, for example, like DXC technology and the investments that have been made in not only strengthening programs of study, but ensuring jobs for students upon completion. If you look at some of the additional infrastructure and cloud computing and the partnerships we have with IBM, I think that's a direct correlation to understanding the region we serve, understanding the value proposition of what we offer as an institution, but most importantly, ensuring that the engagement with our business and industry partners does not happen after completion, but during the education process. And that's something we do very well. It's something we've done extremely well in nursing and health sciences. It's something we do in our very well in our business program. There's a lot of graduates of our EMBA program. I know I've received a lot of feedback from graduates recently upon my appointment, just talking about the impact that program has had, allowing them to work and continue their journey.
And actually, yesterday I went through the list of your programs and your areas of study. I mean, the breadth and depth of it, I was surprised at how diverse it is. I mean, because I think, you know, and I interact with a lot of folks, taught at Tulane for a number of years, didn't realize just how broad the educational opportunity was at Southeastern. And I would suspect that a lot of other people don't either.
No, they don't. And, you know, so when you look at what Southeastern is known for, you know, quality nursing programs, you know, Southeastern has done an incredible job. I benefited from it firsthand through my children's education in the public schools on the North Shore by providing educators and high quality educators. You know, we also have a lab school on our campus at Southeastern. And then you look at our programs, for example, like criminal justice and the impact that's had in preparing all of our law enforcement, legal professionals throughout the greater North Shore region. Like, as you mentioned, there is a plethora of opportunity, especially when you look at arts and humanities specific to some of the new and emerging technologies within our fields. There's a place for everyone here, and there's an opportunity. And we pride ourselves on ensuring that our graduates are certainly successful upon completion, but by ensuring that they understand where they are and that we understand what they're looking for in our mission and that we can deliver that to ensure their success. And so many of them have family that are alum of the university and have had incredible experiences. So that network is extremely important. We have a robust alumni network here at the university that we're very grateful for.
You mentioned something earlier about this transferability from the technical college to a four-year college. It seems to me that for a number of years, I know it's better now, that we've really struggled with that here in Louisiana, unlike some other states. Is there a reason why?
Yeah, I can tell you that it's certainly much better now. I think that the Louisiana Board of Regents and all of our university and community college system partners have spent a lot of time ensuring the appropriate course matrix to ensure transferability. When I was at North Shore Technical Community College just last year, we actually not only transferred a lot of student credit within state, we transferred credit to UNC Chapel Hill. So I think for a student, so I believe that we've certainly come a long way. One of our greatest challenges, I feel, with transfer is that in many cases, it's not there's a lack of intentionality while taking general education coursework to eventually transfer to a four-year is very important. Many of our community colleges are embedding industry-based certification along the way to begin to test the students' interest and experience, for example, industry-based certifications and occupational safety. And if that is something that you seek for a long-term goal, then you have an incredible opportunity at Southeastern through our Industrial Technology Division to continue that towards a bachelor's degree or even to go into pre-engineering. We need to be sector focused. As our students are entering our institutions, ensuring that they understand the industry sector and the dynamics and the many opportunities. I don't know about you, but I can say when I was approaching going to school, there was no community college at the time, and I spent a lot of time exploring, and I did not have the opportunity to have a diverse array of jobs and dynamic employment market. It was the jobs were, there were just very narrow choices, and now there's so many options. We need to ensure our students are not, lost in that, that there are so many options and that we can drill down. And by knowing our students, we can do that very easily.
Yeah, I was one of those. I went to UNO part-time at night, 11 years while working. Some of the same experiences. But, you know, what really, I think, helped me along the way, and I hear this about Southeastern religiously, going back to when I started college in 1977, was the interaction and the ability to interact with the educational staff, with the teachers, with the professors, you know, where students would have their cell phone numbers, not at that time, but more recently, but were always available to sit down and work with the kids. I know a ton of nurses that have gone through nursing programs at Southeastern, and not a bad word, an ill word ever. Actually, they all thoroughly enjoyed the experience there. And I think that goes to that value proposition challenge that higher ed is having today, right? Is transferability, ease of administration, able to move across multiple discipline silos, so to speak, because it's kind of how the Gen Y and the Gen Zers are today. They like to experience multiple things, right?
They do, and they like to communicate in through many means. And so, you know, as we're looking at social media platforms to better outreach, I think that that's certainly been a critical component in the success of building those relationships between staff and faculty. And you know, feeling at home, I think it's important. You know, Southeastern is a safe campus. I think that's very important to our families. And so we pride ourselves and we work continuously to ensure, you know, the continued environment. It's a beautiful campus. And when you factor in, you know, all of the opportunities through athletics, through our student organizations, we know that direct student engagement leads to student success and completion. And so when you look at the large array of athletic engagement opportunities, whether as an athlete or as a participant and supporter, or you look at our student organizations, you know, Greek Life, I think that there are plenty of opportunities for individuals to engage deep within the mission and really build that infrastructure for their success after graduation.
We're visiting with Dr. William S. Wainwright, the new university president at Southeastern Louisiana. A lot of folks don't realize that Southeastern, I think y'all field 12, 13, 14 Division I sports teams. Is that correct? My memory serves.
Yes, and continuing to build and grow our programs and support our athletes.
And have been very successful here recently in a number of sports as well, if that's kind of what tickles your fancy. Doc, let me ask you this. What is your biggest challenge?
Yeah, I would say that one of our challenges, just like all of higher education, is continuing to, you know, as Wayne Gretzky quoted, skate to where the puck is headed, and making sure that we're anticipating the needs of our students, the needs of our constituents, our external stakeholders who support our institution. That's critically important for enrollment growth and success. As we continue to grow enrollment, it's important that we continue our efforts to engage with high schools through dual enrollment and early college completion. Southeastern's done a phenomenal job of that in the past, and I think that that will be a huge asset to our continued enrollment growth. We are also positioned on one of the fastest growing regions in the state of Louisiana. And I think through collaborations with economic development, chambers of commerce, industry councils, and our public school system, that we're poised to certainly grow long term. But I would say enrollment growth and ensuring that the enrollment growth and stability of such is something that would remain a front and center as a leader of higher education, particularly our continued growth at Southeastern.
You know, I understand that there's always this kind of political tug of war with financing of the UL system versus LSU main campus. And I've asked almost every gubernatorial candidate this question as to why we don't have the state legislature and others get out of the business of LSU main campus, let them run it. It is big. It has a lot of amenities, a lot of different things. And take TOPS and have the UL system be able to leverage that to a greater extent. Because I don't know the exact breakdown numbers here over the last 2 years, but I know before that it was very disproportionately leaning towards LSU Baton Rouge. And it seemed to me that the UL system was kind of sitting on the sidelines watching this play out. Your thoughts?
Well, if you also couple the impacts of COVID and during the time of COVID due to access, the lifting of admissions, and then of just recent the reinstatement of admissions, I think that admission standards, I think that you're going to begin to see that turn from what it was just a few short years ago. You know, as institutions of higher education, TOPS is extremely important to the success of our students. And we're very fortunate in many cases to have, endowed scholarships at our institutions that also are extremely beneficial to ensuring the access and success of our students. You know, we have opportunities for institutional aid where applicable, and we have a lot of dedicated resources depending upon certain programs and qualifications. So I think that holistically, you're going to begin to see that turn as with the reinstatement of admission standards and as our institutions are responding accordingly.
Dr. William S. Wainwright, congratulations on your new position. If there's ever a topic that you want to talk about, reach out to us. I love your university there. So many folks that I've talked to love it as well. And we appreciate all the hard work that you guys do. Thank you for joining us.
Outstanding. Thank you for reaching out to the Lion Nation today and line up.
All right. That's Dr. William S. Wainwright, the new Southeastern Louisiana University president. His tenure started yesterday. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.